This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Katie Lane, the young Bozeman attorney nominated to a U.S. District Court judgeship by President Donald Trump, has become the first judicial nominee of Trump's second term to be rated unqualified by the American Bar Association. The ABA made its assessment public when it informed U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee leaders that Katie Lane does not have the experience necessary to run a courtroom. U.S. district courts are mostly trial courts. In its refusal to endorse Katie Lane for the federal bench, the American Bar Association wrote, "Ms. Lane has less than 8 years of experience in the trial courts and less than 7 years as a litigator." Pamela J. Roberts, chair of the ABA Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary, wrote the refusal, continuing, "Ms. Lane has never tried a case as lead counsel, whether civil or criminal. Her trial experience consists of serving as fourth chair counsel in a bench trial in 2025, where she briefly cross-examined one witness. She has first chaired only one deposition." The American Bar Association review is based on the feedback of roughly 200 members of the bench and bar. The ABA letter to Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, noted that Lane lacks the minimum 12 years of practice the ABA recommends. Providing nonpartisan assessment of nominees is the traditional role of the ABA in the confirmation process. ABA evaluations are purely informational assessments provided to members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which hasn't yet decided whether to advance Lane's nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. After federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, shootings, arrests, and removals of people around the nation, including widely publicized killings in Minneapolis a few months ago, the Helena City Commission approved a resolution restricting local police from working with federal immigration enforcement. But Republican state leaders threatened the city with legal action and fines, so the Helena City Commission 2 weeks ago, under pressure, withdrew its immigration resolution, citing the legal risk from Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. After more than 5 hours of public comment and deliberation, during which nearly 100 people testified fiercely and emotionally about local government control, budget risks, authoritarianism, and democracy, Helena's commission members scrapped the January resolution in a 4-1 vote. Immediately after the vote, Mayor Emily Dean called for a recess after members of the public yelled "shame" and shouted profanities at the city officials. When they returned, commission members directed city attorneys to begin redrafting the resolution and invite the Attorney General's office to discuss the revised language. That motion also passed on a 4-1 vote. The majority of public commenters at the meeting urged city officials to keep the resolution in place. Several frustrated proponents of the resolution described the tactics of Knutson and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte as bullying and extortion. Barbara Chilcott, a Helena resident and attorney, said, "I don't believe rescinding this resolution will restore power to the city. I think it will give, again, all the power to the Attorney General and the governor in this case. This resolution represents not only an appropriate exercise of local government authority, it also represents, importantly, the values of this community," Chilcott added. Remember that tomorrow, April 15th, is tax day when individual income tax returns are due to the federal government. The deadline of April 15th is for income tax forms and payments, and it's the deadline to file for an extension if you need more time to complete your income tax forms or to pay what you owe. Individuals can submit Form 4868 to get an automatic extension to file an income tax return, penalty-free, until October 15th. State income taxes also are due April 15th to the Montana Department of Revenue. There's information on filing Montana state income tax online at revenue.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.